God creates the world with an edict that makes things be. These images of creation reveal the truth of faith. God is the creator, and his representation as such makes present the covenant he established with humanity. God is the Father, and this truth cannot be reached through philosophical arguments. Nor do these lead us to understand the reverse of God's hospitality, hospitality towards God. The adoration of the Magi is the allegory of the nation's reception of the King of Nations, who does not reveal himself as such a sovereign, but as a foreigner. In the parish church of the Assumption of Our Lady in Melgar de Fernamental, there is an interesting sculptural group you can contemplate in this exhibition, composed of five full round images carved in wood and polychromed, staging the gospel episode of the Epiphany. They represent the Virgin Mary with the child, Saint Joseph, and the Magi. They have been attributed to a sculptor active in the first decades of the 16th century, influenced by the work of Felipe Bigarni and Diego de Siloe, as reflected in the characteristics of several pieces. The sculpture's clothing also speaks of an initial date in the early 16th century. Those who did welcome him saw him as the good shepherd who would lay down his life for his sheep. The representation of Christ as the good shepherd is one of the oldest in the Christian iconography and is one of the clearest allegories of God's hospitable essence. This hospitality of God implies, as all acts of hospitality do, sacrifice. In this case, even to the point of giving life. The Good Shepherd and the crucified Christ are part of the same story that goes back to creation. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. We have the Good Shepherd on the one hand in a work by Lucas Gutierrez from the parish church of El Salvador in La Bañeza, León. The sculptor represents Christ standing with a lamb on his shoulders and another at his feet, with white tunic and mantle falling in heavy folds, not revealing the underlying anatomy. The face recalls more the features of Gregorio Fernandez and his school, with whom his work has always been associated, than his drapery, where, despite its Baroque amplitude, a cleaning of unnatural folds has been carried out. Despite its undeniable plastic values, the Astorga sculptor approaches this Christological theme from an idealized perspective. On the other hand, Miguel Iribertegui Erazo of the Dominican Order is the author of the bronze piece from the Convent of Our Lady of the Way in León. His sculptural work is marked by the search for beauty, always accompanied by a smile, as evidenced in his sculptures of angels, always smiling bearers of the divine message. Beauty and a smile are an opening to another world, as is the peaceful repose of the shepherd with his sheep. Although the image in Hospitalitas is part of a nativity scene where it coexists with those angelic messengers of God, it is also an allegorical representation of the Good Shepherd, who gives his life for his sheep.